Sonny, Buddy, the Sheriff, and Charcoal had an experience in the cellar of Jim's nightclub that will not soon be forgotten. With the river out of its banks and the rain pouring down in torrents, the cellar was soon filled with water, and it was only by clinging to Charcoal's back while he swam to safety that our little heroes were able to come out alive. But they found the treasure, and they are now riding up with the Sheriff, and he lets them out at the house car. Here they are.
Well, I let you boys and Charcoal out here, and I'll take this suitcase full of jewelry and money and turn it over to the police.
Wait, Sheriff. I wish we could show all these beautiful jewels and all the money to Dad and Mother and Betty before we turn it over to the police, can't we?
Why, sure we can. I reckon we got some rights, seeing as how we found the treasure.
Yeah, but listen, Sheriff. Please remember this. Be sure that you don't mention to Dad and Mother about our experience down in the cellar of the nightclub.
No, don't tell Mother about the flood and what a narrow escape we had.
Why, you boys know you can trust me. I don't never tell nothing less than a mess.
Well, there's Dad now.
Say, Dad, we've got something to show you. Look what's in this old suitcase we found.
What? Why, where in the world did you find that?
Hidden under a pile of coal in the cellar of Jim's old nightclub.
Why, there's a fortune in jewels and money. You must turn it over to the police at once.
We're going to, but we wanted you to see it first, Dad. I never saw so much money and so many jewels at one time in my life, did you?
No, I never have. But how did you boys happen to find it?
Maria Lopez told the sheriff she thought it was hidden there. You know who Maria Lopez is, don't you, Dad?
Yes, she was Jim's wife, wasn't she?
Yes, and this is all stolen property that Jim's gang took in robberies. And Jim has been hiding it in the basement of his nightclub for years.
You see, Mario Lopez wanted the sheriff to find it first and turn it over to the police before some members of the gang found it.
We found the iron box buried under the furnace where Mario said it would be, but when we opened the box, it was full of rocks.
Yep, and I bet we never would have found a real treasure, or rather a suitcase full of jewels and money, if that cloudburst hadn't flooded the cellar of Jim's nightclub. We almost got drowned while we were searching for it, but we wasn't going to give up till we found it.
What do you mean you almost drowned?
Keep quiet, Sheriff. We asked you not to tell Dad about us.
You asked him not to tell me what, Sonny?
Oh, it was just a little water pouring in the cellar of the nightclub.
A little water? Jump Benji Hospet. For a while, it looked like the whole river was coming in on us. I thought sure we'd be drowned like rats in a trap. Never did think we'd get out of that basement alive.
Oh, Sheriff, don't say that. Well, you'll make it sound worse than it really was. And listen, please don't tell Mother, because you know how it would worry her.
Oh, boys, your mother has been worried about you. She searched everywhere for you during the storm.
Well, where is Mother now?
She's at the hotel.
Well, we were at the nightclub when the rain started, so, of course, we had to stay there until it stopped.
Yep, and we couldn't have been in a worse spot than down in that basement. Why, you know, Doc, when that water started creeping up on us, and we climbed up on top of that coal pile to get out of the way, and the water finally reached us up there, well, sir, I tell you right now, I thought sure our time had come. Of course, you know, we couldn't get out of the cellar because that crazy Pedro had us locked in. By that time, the water was up to my neck. But by keeping my head and directing things, I finally showed Charcoal how to bust open the door. And then I showed him how to carry Sonny and Buddy on his back across the swirling waters to the stairway. And that's how we got out. I sure was glad I was with the boys. I don't know what they'd have done without me.
Oh, Sheriff.
It's a fact, now. It's a fact. You don't need to worry, Doc Nunn, when your boys are with me.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll run over to the hotel and tell Mother we're back.
There ain't no need to do that. I'm going right by the huddle, and I'll tell her all about it.
Well, and Sheriff, listen. Show Mother the jewels, will you? Gosh, wouldn't she like to have this necklace and these earrings?
Hmm.
And wouldn't Betty like to have this big diamond ring?
Yeah, I reckon they would like to have them. I wouldn't mind having this diamond to go with the ring I'm wearing.
Well, let's see your ring, Sheriff. Well, I never noticed that ring before.
Nope, but don't wear it often. Keep it locked up in the safe. It's a risky thing wearing diamond rings around nowadays. What do you think of that stone, boys? Ain't it a Jim Dandy?
Boy, I'll say it is. Gosh, it's a big stone, too. How big is it?
It's four turnips.
Four turnips? What do you mean?
No. Four cabbages.
Oh, what in the world are you talking about, Sheriff? Do you mean four carrots?
Yep, that's it, four carrots. I know it was carrots or turnips or something. I know it was some kind of a vegetable.
Well, is that a real diamond, Sheriff?
Well, if it ain't a real diamond, I've been cheated out of 98 cents. Well, so long, boys. I'll be trotting over to the huddle and tell your ma that you're here.
All right.
Say, how much longer are we going to live at the hotel, Dad?
Oh, just a few days long, I guess. They're preparing the house car now, and they expect to have it finished by Saturday.
Oh, boy, I'm anxious to see what it looks like. Aren't you, Buddy?
Are they rebuilding and repainting it, Dad?
Oh, yes. It'll be just like new when it's all finished. And then we're going to pull out and leave Mexico.
Leave Mexico? Well, where are we going, Dad?
Well, I haven't decided yet. Perhaps to Chicago, New York, or maybe California.
California? Oh, boy. That's where we want to go, isn't it, Sonny?
And how?
Say, is Mother going with us, Dad?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, what about Buddy and me? Is Mother letting us go with you, or is she taking us back home with her?
She's going to let me know definitely tonight. But come on, boys. It's time for me to go to work. We'll talk about our trip later. Well, it looks like we're going to have one of our old-time crowds tonight. All right, Charcoal, some music. Put lots of pep in it tonight, boys. Let's give a bang-up show. Get them in the good humor and sell them lots of medicine.
Okay. Right, here we go, Dad. Now, ladies and gentlemen, come right in close and you'll hear some news that'll benefit you the rest of your life.
That's right. That's the truth he's telling you, folks. Boy, you don't realize how lucky you is to be able to buy Dr. Legree's tonic and toner right at your very front door.
The boys are right, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll tell you more about my tonic and toner a little later. You see before you my two little rays of sunshine, Rastus and Sambo. How are you feeling tonight, Sambo?
Why, you ain't feeling so well. He had a little experience down the street with a tramp. Go on, tell him about it, Sambo.
Well, this old tramp, he come up to me on the street a few minutes ago, and he said, my little man, can you give me a quarter to get where my family is? Well, for he looked so poor and hungry that I just dug down in my pocket, and I give him the last quarter I had in the world. Then I said to the tramp, mister, where is your family? He said, oh, they's at the picture show.
Looky here, boy. Looky, looky, looky. Here comes Cookie.
Now tell us about him, boy.
Looky, looky, looky. Here comes Cookie walking down the street. Looky, looky, looky. I call her Cookie 'cause she's sweet. Oh, looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 I call her Cookie, 'cause she takes the cake. When she's near, my lips say oh, my heart says ah, tra-la-la. And when she kisses, oh, it's TNT for two. Oh, looky, 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 here comes Cookie, I gotta fix my tie. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high. Oh, my sweet as pumpkin pie.
Well, well, what's the big joke, Rastus?
Jocko was just telling us about something that happened at the revival meeting last night. He said a colored boy passed a meat market, and there was a ham hanging in the doorway.
A ham?
Yeah, sir. And just as this boy grabbed the ham, a policeman saw him and started in to chase him. Well, sir, the boy put the ham inside his shirt, and he kept right on running. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon he come to the tent where the revival meeting was being held.
Yes.
And the policeman was still chasing him. So the boy, he just raised up the side of the tent and crawled under. Well, sir, just as he sat down, the preacher left the pulpit and started down the aisle shouting, "Brothers and sisters, unburden your bosom of the sins that lie upon them." While the colored boy, he squirmed in his seat a little, and the preacher shouted again, "Brothers and sisters, unburden your bosom of the sins that lie upon them." Well, that boy was just getting ready to leave the church when the preacher walked right straight over to him. And looking the boy in the eye, he says, "Unburden your bosom of the sins that lie upon them." Well, that boy, he reached inside his shirt, he pulled out that ham, and he says, "Yeah, Parson, take it. Man, you can raise more fuss about a little piece of meat than anybody I ever heard of." Hey, congratulate me, Sambo.
Well, why, boy?
'Cause I'm in love. Congratulate me, step right up, shake my hand. My baby told me that she loves me. Is that a break now, or is that a break? Am I awake now, or am I dreaming? Congratulate me, things worked out as I planned. My baby told me that she loves me. You'll see me dancing on that rainbow above. Congratulate me, I'm in love, I mean it. Congratulate me, I'm in love.
What's the matter? Miss Pitty ain't at the hotel.
Well, perhaps she was in her room. Did you look there to see?
Yep. The clerk called her room, and then the porter went up to see if he could find her. But she wasn't nowhere around. The room was empty.
Empty?
Yep. Her suitcase was gone, and all the clothes was gone. And what do you think? We found this here note addressed to you, Doc, pinned to the pillow on Betty's bed.
Why, what would she write a note to me for?
Hurry, Dad, and open it. See what it says.
Oh, no. No, no.
What is it, Dad? What's happened?
Listen. She says, "Dear Dad, by the time you receive this letter, I will be many miles away. I'm going out of your life forever, Dad. It breaks my heart to tell you this, but I feel that it's the only fair way. I have felt for a long time that I was standing in the way of your and your wife's happiness. And as long as I feel that way, I could never be happy here. So I'm going, Dad. I don't know where. But don't worry about me. Just love me. And please know that I'm doing this because I love you and want you to be happy with your wife and the boys. Tell Sonny and Buddy goodbye for me. And tell them that I'll never, never forget them. My heart is breaking, Dad, and I must go. Goodbye. I'll always love you. Betty."
Betty's gone.
She left because she thought that she was in the way.
And one of the best friends that Sonny and Buddy ever had is gone. But you can just bet our two little adventurers will never stop until they have found her. But Mexico is a mighty good place for someone to hide who doesn't want to be found. And the search for Betty should be full of thrills.